This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is no shortage of global geopolitics to report on today. The Obama administration and airdrops of food and medicine to refugees in Iraq. Hamas saying it's not interested in extending the ceasefire in Gaza, which is set to expire tomorrow. And Russia hitting back against U.S. and European economic sanctions over Ukraine with some of its own. A ban on food and agricultural goods from the U.S., the EU, and a handful of other countries. Marketplace's Noel King has more now on how big a deal that might turn out to be.
This isn't the first Russian ban on U.S. food. Last February, Russia closed the door to U.S. beef and pork, citing a zero-tolerance policy to additives that are fed to U.S. cattle and hogs. Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the beef industry weathered the hit just fine.
Even with Russia out of the picture, our beef exports set a record last year of more than $6 billion.
The U.S. poultry industry still exports a lot to Russia. In the first half of this year, $129 million worth of chicken, mostly chicken legs. That's the dark meat that many Americans don't like to eat. But Jim Sumner, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, is also not that concerned.
If this would have happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago, it would have been catastrophic. But fortunately, our industry these days is far less dependent on Russia.
Russia has fallen to 7% of the U.S. poultry export market. Sumner says food exporters are used to dealing with changes.
Poultry has always been used as a political pawn. Russia, back in the late 90s, we've had chicken used for politics in China as well.
Last year, the U.S. exported a little over $1 billion worth of foodstuffs to Russia. The EU exported $16 billion. But it may be Russians who bear the brunt of the ban. Stephen Pfeiffer is with the Brookings Institution.
At a minimum, Russian consumers are going to see a large number of products disappear, and in replacing them, they're likely to see an increase in food prices.
He says the Russian government may be shooting itself in the hoof. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.